Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood.
Wow, what a presentation Apple just did for their Apple services. I just finished watching a couple hours ago Apple's keynote presentation regarding the new Apple services that they're rolling out. And I am absolutely amazed. I expected, based on listening to rumors and things like that, I thought for sure there wouldn't be a game service. I thought maybe there'd be Apple News and they would announce something about their TV plans. That was it. And I have to say, I am just amazed because Apple, of course, has been saying for a while now that they are focusing on services and they've been building it up to the financial people. Like, that's their new focus. And I have to say, I'm impressed. I thought they did a great presentation. I thought there was a unity to everything that they announced without it feeling like just too much. And I thought it was very crafty that they didn't announce prices for everything. The things that are going to be released later, they just left the pricing off, which kind of helped make it reduce. Like, it didn't feel like Apple was giving sticker shock with all these monthly costs you were going to now be incurring. So that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see the actual prices when it comes down to the time and if they have a master plan that will give you access to all of their services for a discounted rate. I would definitely be interested in that. So, yeah, I just want to talk through a couple things regarding that. First of all, I loved how they had like a unified metric about what makes a service good. And they had a list of like six things, but three things really popped out to me. One, personalized, that they kept doing this curation in all the areas that they had done with Apple Music. That they were curating the news, they were curating the games, they were curating the TV shows. This personalized curation seems to be a big thing that they're pushing. Of course, privacy, that's Apple's horn that they always go ahead and blow, but I really enjoyed that they emphasized how they were keeping privacy in all these situations, that they weren't going to track everything you watched and send it up to the servers. They're not going to track everything you read, everything you play, all the things you're going to charge on your Apple Card. They're not grabbing all that stuff and sending it up to the server, but instead they are breaking these things. You know, they didn't say it this way, but my assumption is they're basically, you know, giving attributes to all of the shows and news articles and, you know, keywords and things like that. And then when you read something or watch something or listen to something on your device, it says, okay, these keywords, you know, a article or a game or a show with these keywords was, you know, experienced, and the more times that you, you know, watch or do something with specific keywords, the higher those keywords are kind of valued in their machine learning algorithm. And then when, you know, your device says, hey, what new shows or articles are available, it will go ahead and pull down a section of new items and then look at those keywords that they're providing and say which of these keywords have been actually consumed recently on this device and figure out what they should suggest to you. I thought that was what a great way to take Apple's privacy and Apple's intelligence and everything that you do with Apple, but give you relevant suggestions in a way that isn't invasive. I don't really find Netflix's and Amazon's and Hulu's suggestions often really that helpful. So it'll be interesting to see if Apple's suggestions are any better. But if I'm going to get suggestions that aren't helpful, at least they are considering my privacy. So that's really great. I also really hope that with all these Apple services, when I log on to Hulu and Netflix and different things like that, I feel like they just shove a bunch of stuff in my face that I don't, you know, oftentimes I just want to see my list. I want to see the things that I know I want to watch. And instead, like every time I log into Hulu, it's like you have to go through all this stuff just to get to the stuff you want to watch. And I really believe Apple, with the screenshots that they showed and with their focus on users, that they will do a good job of not shoving all that other stuff in your face and just allow you to get access to the things you really want access to. I also loved family sharing. I think it's been tough, that family sharing with like Apple Music and iCloud storage and all that stuff has been an extra cost so often. I really love the fact that in everything that they announced today, family sharing is included. You get a new subscription, everyone in your family gets it. You get an arcade subscription, everyone gets it. You get an Apple TV Plus subscription, everyone gets it. I think that is incredibly smart, and I love how they put that string through all of the services. So I wanted to talk about a couple of the services specifically and highlight some stuff about them. I thought that Apple News Plus was really interesting. I like the fact that instead of giving it a new name, they just give it a Plus. I do not like the name of the iPhone Plus. For me, not to mention that now you have like so many signifiers on the iPhone, but I think that really kind of like the iPad and the Mac, I really feel like an iPhone, you know, the top of the line iPhone should be a Pro. I think that hardware should really be defined by Pro, not Plus. It just, and now Max, I don't know, all these different acronyms and stuff. It just, I really think, you know, iPad, iPad Pro, iPhone, iPhone Pro, MacBook, MacBook Pro. I think, you know, MacBook Air, iPad Air. I like the Air, the Book, and the Pro signifiers for, you know, the differentiating factors. So it's tough. Apple's naming goes all over the place, but I really like how they add Plus to a service that they already provide free things, and you want to upgrade, then you get the Plus version. I think that was really smart of them. I really liked that. And I have to say, I'm not a big magazine person, and I don't know if I will subscribe to Apple News Plus, but I was really amazed at what they were offering with Apple News Plus, giving you some news, giving you a bunch of magazines. And the thing I think that stands out the most is that some people will enjoy reading through an entire issue of a magazine, but for me to pay a fee and get access to all these different magazines and all the articles they're in, and having Apple News have cataloged the individual articles and not just the magazine as a whole, is a huge breakthrough because of how it allows it to suggest to you individual articles on things that are relevant to you, where you might not ever care about that magazine outside of that one article that Apple News Plus has realized you would want to read. Or if, you know, someone else reads it and suggests it to you, I just think it's a great way that you can pick out these individual articles instead of just having to go through an entire magazine. Because it gives you content, this wealth of content that you wouldn't go through and subscribe to all these magazines. Of course, in the traditional Apple fashion, they're like, it'll cost $3,000 if you subscribe to all these magazines. And of course, no one would ever do that. But I think that is the key, that it would cost so much, no one would ever subscribe to all these magazines on their own. But given a small monthly fee to have access to all the content in all these magazines, I think is a really breakthrough thing. I think Apple Arcade is really interesting, how it goes into a, you know, kind of trying to fix gaming issues. I think, you know, people have been talking about for a while that Apple doesn't understand games, and I fully have thought that. I thought, you know, aside from people being able to play some games where they spend some coins on stuff, that there's never going to be any high quality games on Apple TV or iPhone or iPad. And that was really disappointing. But with the Apple Arcade, I think they might have a breakthrough idea, in that they really, what struck me, and I never saw this coming, was that Apple Arcade is not just the idea that developers can go ahead and opt to add subscription to their apps, but that instead Apple, similarly similarly to what they are doing with Apple TV Plus, they have gone out and recruited game makers to make high quality, good games that exist for a purpose. And they have, backed to them and provided whatever support they need for them to create these games. I just think it's incredible. And I was really excited because I could tell from, of course, the logos of the different game makers, as well as some of the screenshots of upcoming games. I really enjoyed Oceanhorn. And it looks like the makers of Oceanhorn have decided to make another game for this, which is really great. I've been waiting for them to come up with, either Oceanhorn or a sequel to Oceanhorn or something similar to it, but just in a different completely storyline. They haven't announced exactly what it is, but I could tell from the gameplay and the graphics. I thought this looks exactly like Oceanhorn, but higher quality graphics, a nice modern Zelda type game for iOS Apple TV. So I think that's incredible, and I'm looking forward to finding out more about it. And finally, I like that Apple is doing a two-prong approach, that they are making the Apple TV app allow for easier access to content from within it, whether people are subscribing to things like HBO and Showtime, CBS All Access, all these different channels. Instead of having to have an app for each one of them, you can just access it directly from the Apple TV app, pulling movies out of the iTunes store and putting it directly into the Apple TV app is a huge step in the right direction. Having all the different apps that you had to jump out to for Apple TV just became a burden. I think it is a good first step, but I don't think it's the optimal user experience. And I think they're really starting to nail their stride with the app optimal Apple TV experience, with the app, of course, making it available on Mac is huge, and making it available on third-party smart TVs is, again, huge. Not to mention, of course, the Apple TV Plus, which took up a huge amount of time in today's event, and I thought was handled extremely well with the videos that they edited and produced to talk about storytelling and to talk about the things that were coming up, from the way that they introduced all of the show makers on stage and had them talk about, what they were producing and why they were producing it and what was behind it. I just thought it was really well done. It showed Apple not just trying to become another Netflix, Hulu, HBO, or whatever, but it really showed Apple saying, what do we bring to the game, right? We make hardware, we make software, and we take a specific direction, right? They want to impact the world, they want to do things the right way, they want things to be simple, they want things to be engaging. And it really felt like Apple looked at TV and said, if we make shows, what's going to be different about our shows than about the shows on HBO or Hulu or Netflix? And I just think that's, really great. We'll have to see when the shows come out if they match the rhetoric that Apple is talking about. But so far, I'm buying the rhetoric. I think Apple really wants to make shows that impact the way that people look at the world, and that really want to tell a story. And I think that is that's really huge. And the out of left field that no one would expect was Apple Card. Again, it's kind of crazy, but I think it completely makes sense in the world of Apple Pay, in the world of credit cards, and the fact that no credit card really is easy to deal with or convenient, and yet a credit card is so often needed throughout this world. You can't just really use a debit card for everything. I think that Apple has done a great job of ensuring privacy and security for something like a credit card that so oftentimes nowadays we are running into issues with theft and all this different stuff. And of course, they made an elegant physical card to be included with it. I just think that they, all around, they did a great job with it. So I'm impressed. I really liked today's presentation. And yeah, I'm looking forward to all the stuff kind of coming out between like the next 6 to 9 months or so. So yeah, I would love to hear what you think. You can respond to me on my website, eddiehinkle.com, or you can respond on micro.blog. I am at Eddie Hinkle. Thanks and have a great day.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.